Ghost guns are untraceable, meaning they have no serial number. The gun parts can be purchased online or 3D printed from blueprints posted on the internet, and the weapons can be put together at home. San Diego officials say ghost guns are responsible for an increase in crime. That's why San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria signed an ordinance banning them entirely.
The issue of gun violence in our community, in our city, is significant. And a lot of the growth that we've seen in this violence is being driven by ghost guns. And we as a community cannot allow that to happen.
The ordinance prohibits the possession, purchase, sale, receipt, and transportation of firearms and firearm parts that have no serial number. This makes San Diego the first city in California to ban ghost guns. The move follows a recent mass shooting in the city. San Diego police say a man armed with a home-assembled unregistered ghost gun killed one person and wounded four others in unprovoked attacks last week. Councilmember Marnie Juan Volper helped author the ghost gun ban.
We asked the San Diego Police Department to provide a report to council to see, was this a one-off incident? Or is this something we need to take action on as a city? And the police came back and uniformly said, yes, we've seen 169% increase in the amount of ghost guns recovered on the streets of San Diego in the first quarter of this year alone. And I want to make sure that we start to address this by closing the ghost gun loopholes.
Several other California cities are working on legislation to ban ghost guns, including Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Oakland. Gloria says his city is leading the way to protect its residents.
I want to speak to every San Diegan and let you know that we here at City Hall well understand that our first responsibility as elected leaders is to protect our communities and to promote public safety. We will be advancing that responsibility and making sure that more San Diegans are protected from these ghost guns that, as Councilmember Von Wilpert said, are increasingly being seen on our streets, and also accidental discharges that have taken the lives of San Diegans.
Other cities are also taking legal action to stop the untraceable guns. In San Francisco, District Attorney Chesa Boudin has filed a lawsuit against three California companies that make and distribute ghost guns. I'm Adese Onejime, reporting for KPFA.